Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
Foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter.
chapter, beginning at the first through the sixth verses. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the prophet's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I rose and went down to the prophet's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are in my hand, O house of Israel. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this wonderful Wednesday evening that the safest place in the whole wide world, thank you, Jesus, is in the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name.
Right then and there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When it comes to our communion, you may know someone that is not able to take communion, someone that may be incarcerated, someone may be sick, someone may be in a hospital. You want to stand proxy for them. You want to put their names before the Lord and ask God to heal, to save, deliver, to stir up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you want to remember those names and write them down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. And don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We had praise and worship 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. So don't forget, set your alarms 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting so you'll be able to start right along with us. Hallelujah. Yes, you'll be on time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. And then Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., Institute of Biblical Learning. 7 p.m. Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. Our midweek victory service. The first Friday of the month. Hallelujah. We have our 60-minute children's victory hour. Hallelujah. With Grandma Kibi. Hallelujah. Praying for the children. Hallelujah. We're taking our children before the Lord because the enemy can't have them. Hallelujah. Nope, nope, nope. We want the children. We want you to make a list of the children's names. Hallelujah. Their parents, everybody you know that's involved in that child's life. Hallelujah. Put them all before the Lord. The schools, administrators, hallelujah, the bus drivers. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want our children to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We want them, hallelujah, be taking the word of God into the schools.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We want them to start Bible study or Good News Youth Clubs in the school.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We want them to have Holy Ghost boldness.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil can't have our children, thanks to God. No, no, no. Hallelujah, and we want to put them before the Lord. Hallelujah, that first Friday of the month. Hallelujah, tell the prayer, every parent you know, make a list. Hallelujah, we're going to call the children's names out to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah, we are the men of God, the mighty men of valor. Hallelujah, on the air. Hallelujah, the pastor and minister Jerry and Pastor Doris Lee, hallelujah, they're talking good stuff to the men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then that's from 7 to 7:40, and then 7:50 to 8:30, the women. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches and Elder Kibi and Pastor Maxine Lee. Hallelujah, we're talking to the women. Hallelujah, hallelujah, mighty, mighty vessels. The women of God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want y'all to remember those dates and times. Hallelujah. And every Sunday at 3 p.m., hallelujah, we have service. We have a live service, y'all. Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like God just lifts a roof. Hallelujah. Pours down his spirit. Hallelujah. We have a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. People are healed and delivered and saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we have an exciting, hallelujah, laughing good time in service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Nobody leaves the way they came. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Whew. God is so good. I get so excited talking about the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Pray for those other kingdom partners that you see there. Hallelujah. Pray that God will continue to give them the right now word to give to their people. God said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. And that's what we want. We want the word of God to be lifted up. We want Jesus to be lifted up. Hallelujah. We want people saved. Hallelujah. We want the backslider stirred up. Hallelujah. Brought back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our new building. Hallelujah. Thank God for this beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful classrooms, beautiful offices. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't want you to forget the first Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. It's Friends and Family Sunday. Hallelujah. Make a list. Hallelujah. See, like every time I turn around, I'm telling you, make a list. Make a list. Hallelujah. Write down them phone numbers. Call the people in your spare time. Hallelujah. Send them an invite. Hallelujah. Tell them to save the date. Hallelujah. Join in church the first Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. And then the first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. The third Sunday of the month is the Birthday Corner. Hallelujah. Then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, hallelujah, we have our Good News Youth Club, our children. Hallelujah. They're being taught the word of God by Elder Kiwi. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Elder Kiwi is a busy person. Hallelujah. And then on that fourth Sunday, the children have a review. They come before the congregation and share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And that fourth Sunday is also when the children, when we have the children are able to sing and quote scriptures, and they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake they've made in Good News Youth Club. And that fourth Sunday is also when we have a guest speaker that comes in. And for the month of January, our guest speaker is none other than Bishop Dwight Smith. Hallelujah. The man that knows how to break down the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. Sit down, fellowship dinner. Come out, invite someone with you to hear the word of God and to have dinner with you. If you're unable to stay, we'll pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. But we thank God for all that he's done, doing, and going to do. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of our postal partners, everyone that's used our post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Everyone that has used our Cash App, which is $TPH2023. Everyone that has used our GoFundMe page, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. We have a gift for you just to say thank you. Hallelujah for blessing us. We want to bless you back. Hallelujah. We thank God for the campaign that we are continuing, and that is our scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. Every time we give one to someone, they say, oh, thank you. It's just what I needed. Hallelujah. Continue to bless the people of Baltimore. Hallelujah. All over the city, passing out in the county, passing out the scripture wristbands, changing people's lives one life at a time. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for all that he has done. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Thank you,
God adds signs.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonders.
Thank you, Lord.
Miracles and blessings.
Yes. Woo.
Housekeeping suggestions.
Thank you, God.
On this wonderful Wednesday evening.
Yes. Yes.
To them that believe.
Yes, God.
And are willing to receive.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to take this time to really thank so many of you in the church and out of the church, our faithful listeners, those are first-time listeners that have heard about our campaign to tell at least one person a day that you love them.
Hallelujah.
And often you will hear someone say, I love you with the love of the Lord. But what's the love of the Lord? Unconditional love. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on me. I love you, period. So I can say without reservation or even hesitation that I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And just for a few minutes, we're going to do that. If you're listening to this service and there's somebody else with you, while the music is playing, you tell them, I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the Lord. Tell everybody you can that I love you with the love of the Lord. At least one person a day, y'all. At least one person a day. But if you want to do 1,000, that's up to you. Or more than that, that's up to you. Or anything in between. But it's good to tell somebody, I love you with the love of the Lord. Give him a fist bump or a high five. I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can
life, good health, and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. I pray the favor of God in your heart.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family.
May
the blessings of God be in your family, on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them. Protect them from the evil. And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, thank you. May God bless you.
Yes, oh, the Lord. Yes, I bless you with a blessing. Oh, the Lord. I can see the glory of the King. And I bless you with a blessing.
Bless you. The blessings of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And before we go any further, I want to pray special blessings upon you,
thank you,
and you, and you, and you. Some of you listening to my voice right now stand in the need of healing. I send the word of God, Psalms 107, verse 20, to heal. The word of God says in 3 John 1 and 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God is Jehovah Rapha, the God that takes sickness from the midst of his people.
Yes.
And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I pray for those who are getting ready to have just been under medical procedures. We pray for you.
Thank
strength you. And the quick recovery. We pray for Minister Jerry
in the name of Jesus.
Cleveland and Deacon Annette James. And we pray for
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Julie. And we pray for Krishakadate
Kiki. In the name of Jesus.
Minister Linda. And we pray for Prophetess Cynthia. We pray for Lorraine Gamble. There are many.
Yes,
that have loved ones.
Yes.
There's trouble in the home. Hallelujah. There's trouble on the job. Some don't have a job. We pray for you right now. We decree and declare. And the Bible says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, You can decree a thing and it shall be established. And we decree and declare the healing, the deliverance of Almighty God in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Mother Dolores Harris, Yakanya Okoka. Pastor Theodis Lee, Pastor Maxine Lee,
thank you.
Orshe King and Okoka. Mr. Paula Valentine,
thank you.
Mayan and Sister Tiffany,
thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Margaret Pearson, Yvonne, and Minister Janice. Yakari, you're both shaking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every one of you standing in the need, we pray for you in Jesus' name. We may not call every name, but we send the blessings to everyone that needs the blessing. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Decree and declare signs.
Yes, yes.
Thunder.
Hallelujah.
Miracles. And blessings to follow in Jesus' name.
Yes.
To those that believe.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And are willing.
Receive, Lord. We receive, Lord. We receive.
Open my shakara.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is shaking. At this time, I'm going to play a selection. At the end of that selection, the next voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
mama. Every boy and girl, and me. Well, that's okay. Okay, LJ.
Jesus when I was a kid. Hallelujah. And I love him more and more and more every day. What day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
What day is it, y'all? Yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. Woo-woo. Halfway through the week, y'all. Hallelujah. And everybody, all the breaks are over. Christmas and the holidays break is over. And you're back to work. Hallelujah. You're back, school is your work, it's your job. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for us taking us from breaks to from holidays and bringing us back into school, taking you back to school. Hallelujah. Being around your friends. Hallelujah. And hopefully you're doing an excellent job in school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. And hopefully you're being obedient to your teachers. Hallelujah. Doing assignments that you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Not just the little ones, not just the older ones, the younger ones too. Hallelujah. Because obedience has blessings. Obedience has rewards. Disobedience has consequences. Hallelujah. And we don't want you suffering any bad consequences for something that you were supposed to have done that but you didn't do. Okay? Sometimes you may say, well, I don't have time. Yes, you do. Make time. Anything that you're supposed to do, God will allow you to make time for it. If you don't see how you can have time, ask God, Lord, show me in my schedule everything that I'm doing, how I can do this. So I'm not reaping a negative consequence behind something that I was supposed to do and didn't do. And God will show you. A lot of times during the day, we waste time. Sometimes when we get on our social media, sometimes time flies so fast you don't even realize it. And sometimes if you can just put it down, sacrifice it, put it down and don't spend, like take a fast from it, fast from social media, and see how many other things you are able to accomplish just by not getting on social media can really eat up your time. And if there's something that you're supposed to be doing, and then you get on social media and you see all these many interesting things, and some people sharing words of wisdom on there, and some of the things are just downright comical, and some things are just right downright you can skip over, you know what I mean? So therefore, hey, See, hey, I'm not even gonna pick up the phone. I'm not even gonna turn on YouTube or TikTok or whatever, because there are some things that I need to get done. And I know if I sit down and I turn it on, it's gonna absorb my time, absorb my mind, my everything. So I'm not even gonna go there today. Hallelujah. And you know what? And when you do that, if you do it one day, it can catch on to another day, and another day, and another day. And you know what? And you will find yourself giving your time to things that really matter. Giving your time to things that really matter. And then you can save TikTok and Facebook and all your social media for the weekend. And even then, limit your time. Even then, limit your time. Okay, there are so many things that we can be doing. Hallelujah. Different things to build character on the inside. But sometimes the things that we need to be doing, there are other things that have cheated us out, that has taken away our time. And these things are, not saying that they are bad. No, not saying that they're bad. But they're time killers and time thieves. Okay? During the time that we are into social media, we could be into the scripture. We could be into the word of the Lord. We could be reading in Daniel how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they had their mind made up that they were going to serve the Lord and they weren't going to bow to an idol. Or they weren't going to obey the king who wanted them to bow to an idol. And so therefore they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And the king said, didn't we throw three in there? And the man said, yes. He said, then why do I see four in there? They stood their ground for their God. They weren't going to bow. And you know what? And God stood with them in the fiery furnace. These young men had character. They had character that God had given them. They took a stand for the Lord. And don't you know, the Lord, this king, he ended up turning around and he ended up praising the Lord. He ended up promoting them because of the God that they served, because of the stand that they took. The last verse in Daniel 4 and Daniel 3, it says, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. When you have character, when you make up your mind what you're going to stand for and you're not going to bow to the enemy, don't you know God going to have your back? God got your back. And you're going to watch who you hang around with. And because, you know, 1 Corinthians 15:23, and says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. God will give you friends to hang around with. God will give you people to hang with. But sometimes we may say, I don't want to be by myself. I won't be alone. Honey, sometimes it's best. Hallelujah. If the people that's attracted to you don't mean any good, no. You keep on talking to Jesus, keep on walking to Jesus, they'll fall off. No, you don't need them. And the word character as a noun, the distinctive nature of something and strength, strength and originality in a person's nature, okay? And character, the feature and traits that forms the individual nature and the nature of some person or thing, okay? And you want good character. You want the character of God to be built up in you. You want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, and you want to ask him to save you from your sins, and you want him to give you the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because he said in Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Young people, you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it on your own. Hallelujah. You need the power of the Holy Ghost in your life to walk this earth, to say no to the temptations of the devil. You can't do it on your own. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Hallelujah. Even when the pastor has shared with us the keys to the three keys to the seven pillars of wisdom, this, and this thing from Exodus 20, 15 and 16, it says, if it's not yours, don't take it. Sometimes the enemy will tempt you to take stuff. If it's not yours, don't do it. If it's not true, don't say it. The enemy will tempt you. Especially if somebody done said it, somebody put a lie out on you, then, I'll get them back. I'll put something out on them too. Nope, that's not the way. Let God fight your battles. Hallelujah. Vengeance belongs to him. Then number three, if it's not right, don't do it. When you have these things down in your spirit, when you have, you are anchored in the word of God, God will build some good character in you. Don't you know, you will go far. You will go, you will soar. Hallelujah. You will go places that other people, your own friends won't even go. And then the seven pillars of wisdom, having a coachable, teachable spirit, having a burning desire to be excellent and please God. These things builds up character. This is things that good character, it's in you. These things are in you. Hallelujah. And if you want to have good character, ask God, Lord, help me, Lord God. I want these things in me. And I'm going to give you the scriptures behind it. First, having a coachable, teachable spirit. I'm just giving you one scripture, Proverbs 9, 9 and 10. Number two, having a burning desire to be excellent and please God. Hebrews 11, 1. Hallelujah. Having a willingness to work and go the extra mile. John 9, 3. Having a heart of integrity and honesty. Exodus 20, 16. Thank you, Lord. Having a loving heart. Romans 13, 8. Having a forgiving heart. Sometimes that can be, having a forgiving heart, wow. Because sometimes if somebody step on your toes, you wanna step on their neck. When somebody stole from you, you may want to steal from them. When somebody smack you, you don't want to smack them. You want to stalk them into the middle next week. But you got to tell your neck, you got to tell that flesh down, boy. That's not how Jesus would do it. That's not how, I'm not saying stand there and give them the other cheek. No. That's not what I'm saying. Step out of space in the name of Jesus so they won't hit you again. And then I'm going to say handle your business. Having a giving heart, Luke 6:38. Hallelujah. God will always give you someone to fight your battles. And the different things that I shared with y'all like that, God has been that to me. He's always given me someone to, he's always put someone to fight my battles. Hallelujah. Because God is a God. He is the type of God that takes care of his children. He is the type of God that will rescue you. And he's a very present help in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. God is. Hallelujah. God is a character builder. Hallelujah. When we have Jesus Christ down in our heart, and then when we have accept Jesus Christ in our heart, and he forms himself in us, his word is formed in us, then people look at us, they can tell, there's something different about that person. And people be watching you and you don't know it. And then they say, oh, you're so predictable. Yes, because the word of God is predictable. Don't ever allow that to be offensive to you. Don't ever be offended when someone say, oh, you're so predictable, especially when you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, young people, because people know what godly people are supposed to act like, how they're supposed to walk, how they're supposed to present themselves.
Hallelujah.
So don't allow yourself to be offended when somebody say like that, say something, because that's a plus. You got some godly character, and that's what you want. That's what God wants you to have. Hallelujah. Be blessed with the Lord. See you next week. But young people, hallelujah. I shared with you before. Get up a few minutes early in the morning, hallelujah, so you can be in praise and worship with us, and get a scripture. Ask God, Lord, what scripture can I share? You know, open up the Bible. Start with Proverbs. If you don't know what to read, start open up reading from the book of Proverbs. It's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. It's 31 days in most months. Hallelujah. There's enough Proverbs there for you to read one every day. And so, therefore, when you come on the morning prayer, you can read one verse. Or go to Psalms. Read one verse out of any book in Psalms. Read the first verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We would love and we welcome you to be with us in the morning. And that number is 720-527-7952. I'm getting backwards. 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the Children's Corner.
Yes.
On this wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name. To them that believe.
Thank you, God.
And are willing to receive.
That happened.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. For the Children's Corner.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Peaches, I need to impose upon you just a little bit. I need to ask you a question.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Peaches, that's the meal that heals.
Amen, amen, amen.
The meal that heals y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text on today is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
In that text, it says to examine yourselves, and we do that. And, of course, I know, Pastor Peaches, you remember when we were at Dazzler Temple, Dazzler Cathedral, and they said, Holy Communion. Everybody starts thinking about themselves.
Yeah, you got scared.
And so we want to make sure that all bases are covered. Is that all right?
Amen. Yes.
But right now, we're going to do this together. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Yes, sir.
Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything
that's
ever done to us, whether real or
unreal.
We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, again, in that text on today, it says to examine yourself. And we do that in the light of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 53 and 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
All healed. Hallelujah.
Peter 2:24.
We were healed. With
his stripes we were healed.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5. B, says he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through his blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text of today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sick and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which you were sent. We thank the Lord for your word on today. And there's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, my God, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, in remembrance, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
Thank you, Lord.
In remembrance.
We thank you, Lord,
of
for our healing already, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for 18 to 19. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, because you're Jehovah Rapha, the God that takes sickness from the midst of your people. You are our relief. Almighty God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for pushing. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15, 26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the chief of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread of today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood of the day. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And every time.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, disembowels, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every felony, hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every felony, hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire,
fire. Fire, fire,
fire. Fire, fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor. They faith in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. At this time, I need to ask you another question, Pastor Peter.
Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor B.
Thank you. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch these lips to clay, that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan and your satanic cohort, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name.
Father.
And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I receive your blessing.
Before I go any further, Pastor Peters, if you would give us the many scriptures and addresses that we have.
Oh, he's trying to fool the people. Mark 4:24. Luke 11:34, Proverbs 4:23, and drum roll, Proverbs 24:7.
Is that all?
Yes, only four scriptures at the moment.
You folks that are on the floor, please get up. Just get up and sit in the chair or lay down in the bed. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
I want to kind of talk to you a little bit, do some history, because history is always a good thing.
Yes.
Because we may not know where we're going if we don't know where we've been. Because we may be on the wrong road, but we won't know that unless we look at some history.
Hallelujah.
In the church, in the Old Testament, and maybe a couple times in the New Testament, over 33 times, the word porter is mentioned. Porter. And I know y'all know the word porter from the trains, and you got the porter, you know. But porter meant something different in the Word of God. Then again, it could still be a connection there. Another word for porter was gatekeeper.
Mm.
And it said, well, how do they get porter from gatekeeper? portal is an opening.
Oh, wow.
And they use the word portal as an opening, opening to a building or to the a synagogue or wherever. That was called a portal. And those who were responsible for guarding the portal were called porters. Interesting, isn't it?
Amen.
And cities, most of the cities in ancient times had walls around them. They had various gates or portals. The porters were trained to guard the gates so that those who were enemies or trouble could not come into the city or into the building or into wherever and spoil the city or the building or wreak havoc. Porters were important.
Right.
In fact, most of the porters were Levites or deacons in the church. They had many other jobs. Some were musicians, but their main job was to be a porter, a gatekeeper. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
Now, human beings have a lot of gates. Spiritually, there are three gates I want to talk about today. That's the eye gate, the ear gate, and the mind or heart gate. Now, I'm so tempted to give some more history. Benjamin Franklin traditionally is considered the inventor of bifocals. So you can see that I get you there. Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone, patented his phone March 10th, 1876, 7 minutes before somebody else was getting ready to patent their phone. He beat them to the punch. But that's the phone, the ear gate, eye gate, mind. Dr. Benjamin Rush is considered the father of modern psychiatry. And it's because of an essay he wrote in 1812.
Wow.
Prior to that time, people felt, and correctly, it was really correct, that mental illness was caused by demonic attack, which is really true spiritually. But because, you know, mundanely, you know, that's not kosher to say that. Dr. Benjamin Rush was the first one to say that mental illness was not caused by demons. He was wrong, but that's all right. What I'm trying to share with you is the three gates, the ear gate, the eye gate, and the mind gate, or the mind or the heart gate. You got to guard them.
Amen.
Okay, why are you doing it? Why is the gatekeeper important? Because he protects.
Amen.
Is on the inside from being contaminated or destroyed or killed.
Amen.
All right. For a few more minutes, I'd like to pose a question to you. Neighbor, oh neighbor, who is your gatekeeper? Now, a lot of religious folk will say, God is my gatekeeper. They're religiously incorrect. There's some things that we got to do ourselves.
Amen.
We do it with the help of God, but we got to do it ourselves. Give me the first scripture.
The first verse is Mark 4:24.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given.
You got to watch out what you hear. There's another scripture. Glory to God. Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You got to be careful what you hear. You sitting around bad folk. The opposite of that. If you're blessed, if you don't sit with them and don't hear wrong stuff, guess what? You're cursed if you do. But the onus is not on God, it's on you. You have to guard your ears. God is not going to come and put something over here so you can't hear stuff. You got to decide, oh, I can't listen to this dirty joke. I got to leave. I can't receive this gossip. I've got to get to stepping. Or, I'm sorry, sis. I'm sorry. Did you pray for them? No, but let me tell you. No. Did you pray for them? Well, no, I didn't. Well, once you pray for them, then you can call me back. You got to put a gun on your ear gate. Because what's coming in through your ear is seed, y'all. You don't want to borrow somebody else's seed and it's bad seed, because guess what you're going to get? A bad crop.
Amen.
You take ownership of that bad seed when you accept it. You sit there and listen. You tolerate. You laugh at their dirty joke or whatever. You have planted it in your garden. You allowed somebody to come and dig something in your garden and plant bad seed.
Mm-mm.
Watch what you hear. Put a guard at your ears. You don't hear if you paid. Get the stepping. You say, well, I want to stand. I want to look, where did they go? If somebody's in the room with a Uzi and getting ready to shoot a whole lot of folks, you can still stand there?
No.
Or you going to get to stepping?
Run. Go.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. I'm going to be through this in a little bit.
Luke 11:34. The light of the body is the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. When thine eye is evil, the body also is full of darkness.
Single means singly focused on God. He is the light. Excuse me. I am the light of the world. He wants to give that light to you. When you singly focus on God, you're going to be all right.
Amen.
But if you be looking at the wrong thing, oh, come on now. You're not supposed to be looking at pornography, young man, young woman, old man, and everybody in between. That's your eye gate. You got to guard your eye gate, y'all. Because it's going to bring darkness to your world. Because it's going to put out the light that's in you.
Yes.
It's going to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If you take a candle and you hide it behind a bush, can anybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
That bush is that darkness that you allow to come into your eye. and put out your light. There used to be a song, the little kids used to sing, watch what you say, what you do, what you do, watch what you say, watch what you hear,
what you see. Watch your eyes, what they see. There's a Savior up above, down in tender love. Watch your eyes, what they see. Watch your ears, what they hear.
Uh-huh.
Watch your ears, what they hear. There's a Savior up above, looking down in tender love. Watch your ears, what they hear. Watch your mouth, what it says. Watch your mouth, what it says. There's a Savior up above, looking down in tender love. Watch your mouth, what it says.
See, a lot of times y'all so-called religious folk put so much on God. You do nothing. I'm just floating around on the river with the Lord. He do everything, and I do nothing. You better put a guard on your eyes, your ears, and your mind. That's your heart. That's where the seat of your intellect, your will, your emotions. It's the down deep kind of stuff in you. God said, put a guard on your mind.
Hallelujah.
Because there's a special connection between your mind and the heart. The thing that makes you you, there's a special connection. If you don't trap that stuff and get rid of it, put a guard on your mind, that stuff will seep down in your heart, and you'll start believing that God can't heal, God can't deliver, God can't set nobody free, because you did not get rid of that stuff when it came on your mind. You got to guard your mind. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 4:23. Hallelujah. And that says, keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
You gotta watch your heart, what comes in your heart. And see, your mind is like the doorway to your heart. It's you got to stop that stuff before it gets down in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
You got to be gate. God, this is guard your heart. How you guard your heart? By guarding your mind. What you letting come into your mind? That's why Jesus said, Poco Shake, 2 Corinthians 10:5, to bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Trouble with a lot of people, they just keep sauteing and ruminating and meditating over the negative, and just it seeps all down. And you know how you got it. You ever have an ink pen that exploded? You remember those old ink pens that it exploded and in your pocket, and it starts seeping down. You know, it starts just messing up all your clothes. That's the same thing. The wrong message that you receive in your mind, and you keep letting it hang on that broken ink pen that's leaking in your pocket, it's going to seep to other parts of your garment. You got to take it out. You can't leave it there, y'all. You got, who's the porter? Who's your gatekeeper? You are. You are the porter. The person responsible for protecting, glory to God, what comes in your gate. The problem with a lot of us, we let the wrong things come in and we keep out the good stuff. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 24:7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate.
Read 8.
He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person.
All right. Hallelujah. I missed the scripture. I'm looking for the scripture. Lift up your head to your gates. Is that 24 or 27? You check that out for me, Pastor Peter. lift up your head so you get. That's what you want to. You open up your gates to God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. That's who you let in. The King of Glory. He is. Lord God. Lift up your gates. Lift them up. Hallelujah. Did you find that scripture yet? 24-7? Okay. 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 Unmute your phone.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Okay. If I did have the right scripture, huh?
Yeah. Psalms 24:7.
Uh-huh.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
Stop for just a moment. I said Proverbs 24:7. It was Psalms.
Psalm, yes.
24:7. I apologize, y'all. Go ahead, read that.
Start over again?
Yes.
Psalm 24:7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory.
That's who you let in your ear gate and your eye gate, yes, and your mind gate. It's like a city. And you open up the portal so those that can protect you, that can fight side by side with you when the enemy comes, is in there with you. But see, you have to open up the gate. You have to guard your eye gate, your ear gate, your mind gate. I know some folks say, take this from my mind, Lord. No, you got to keep it out of your mind. Mm-hmm. He told you how to do it. Philippians 4:8. Think on things of the good and the honor of a good report. If there be any virtue, there be any praise. You think on those things. Think on the right stuff.
Amen.
Dr. Caroline Lee said that, most of her colleagues now agree with her, is that 75% to 95% of all illnesses and sickness come from the thought life, attacking of the mind, your thoughts. And see, we allow the enemy to have a beachhead in our minds, in our thoughts. We can control the horizontal and the vertical. He has given... That scripture he shared in Acts 1:8, for ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He gives you the power.
Amen.
We have to, I want God to do it. No, God said you do it. And Psalms 115:16 says, yes, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof. Yes, but he's given man dominion. You got to control the horizontal and the vertical. It's your life. Mm-hmm. He will help you. I'm a present help in time of need, but you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. You got to reach out and say, Lord, help me do that. And he said, yeah, I sent you the helper. It's called the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
And some folks walking around and they don't have the prayer language yet. They don't understand that's one of the weapons of your warfare. You're in a situation where stuff is coming to you, and you on the job, and they got a radio on, and you can't go nowhere because it's your job, but they're playing some vulgar music. You got to go into your prayer language y'all. Got it. If God was going to do everything for you, he could have made robots and programmed everything. But he gave you free will. You can do it if you want it. He said, I'm going to give you power to do it. I'm going to send you a helper, the Holy Ghost, to help you.
Amen.
Why are you putting everything on God? God said, I gave him the energy. I gave him the power. I even sent him a helper. What? They got the power themselves. I gave them power to tread on serpents and scorpions. I gave them power to lay hands on sick folk and they recover. I gave them power to cast out demons. What you doing? God, can you cast out this thing? He said, no, you do it. He said, okay. You got to spend some time with me. Prayer and fasting is going to help you out. Because some can only come out because of prayer and fasting. But you do it. You do the prayer and you do the fasting. Put so much on God and they don't understand. You got a job to do. You got to keep his command. By this, men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. And you can't love your enemy. You're walking around saying you hate folks. Watch your EAD. You hear that stuff yourself. Sometimes you got to guard yourself from yourself. But think about what you're thinking about. You will listen to what you're saying. Because if you're saying something that's not edifying, not building up Ephesians 4:29, you're grieving the Holy Spirit. Who's your gatekeeper? You ought to be saying, I'm my gatekeeper. God gave me power to tread on serpents and scorpions. I am my gatekeeper. I want to control what comes in my through my eyes, through my ears, come in my mind. I'm going to control the horizontal and the vertical because he gave me that power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. Who is the gatekeeper in your life? You are. For your children who are still little children, you have to be the gatekeeper for them.
Amen.
You have to teach them how to be gatekeepers too. That song that Pastor Peaches sung for me was a good way. They were teaching, in that song, they were teaching the children how to be gatekeepers, how to be porters, protectors of their own self.
Right.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for your word that fell on good ground.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for the gatekeepers in the camp. Co-workers in the kingdom, but the gatekeepers over their ear, eye, and mind gates. We thank you, Lord, for revelation, wisdom, and knowledge breaking forth in their hearts right now.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings found to them that believe and are willing to receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there that wants Jesus Christ to come into your heart, you want to be saved. Hallelujah. You want a life more abundant, more abundant life that God has for you. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth. And I believe in my heart that you died and you rose again. Lord God, come into my heart and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. We believe that if you repeat that prayer, you're now saved. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you because you have crossed over from death unto life. Hallelujah, we praise God for you. If you want a Bible, please call us at 410 844-551-5152. And we will get you a Bible to you so you can read the Word of God every day. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And give us a phone call to let us know that you accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103. Thank you so much and see you in the morning.
Children.